So like that. So this is the business of happiness. Huh? You know how to do business and happiness? This is the way, you know. So like businessmen, they're very good how to make money, so they can make plenty of money. So like that here, the practitioner who know how to do happiness business, then you bring so much happiness.
So, you know, 这好比是做一宗快乐的生意，所以我们要懂得怎么样做这个快乐的生意啊。快乐生意其实就是这样做的，就是去珍爱其他的众生。所以呢，如果你是一个很会做生意的人呢，这样你就懂得怎么样使你的投资得到最大的回报。所以呢，如果你是一个很好的修行人哦，你就懂得怎么样去做这门快乐的生意。
So like that. So, yeah, then you don't know how to make money, then you lose a lot of money, then you suffer. So here also like that. You don't know how to create cause for happiness, then bring so much suffering oneself, you know.
所以呢，如果呢，你不懂得怎么样投资，怎么样赚钱做生意的话呢，你就会亏钱了。当你亏了钱的时候，你会受痛苦。所以呢，就好比你不懂得怎么样去种下这个快乐的种子的话，怎样去造这个善因的话呢，你就会得到痛苦的果报。
Okay, like that. Then, Ali, last time that.Verses 4, whenever I see beings who are weak in nature and overwhelmed by the violent negative action and suffering, I shall hold such real ones dear as if I had found the precious treasure. Huh?
Treasure.
现在呢 Kenrum 就要讲的是第四个偈颂，秉性邪恶重友情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见识如遇大宝藏，难值修悲愿珍惜。
So this is yeah, so here advice is that you know, when you see somebody who are not subdued violent you know thatSo like that, also I'm extremely sick. We have so much this terrible disease, you know, that will spread to others. You know, like Polax, last time we have this different, what sickness, what called like, SAR, then what else? Then what else? Ebola?Ebola, not Ebola, Ebola. So that kind of disease, then also then it will create so much negative karma, you know, so violent negative karma. So when we see this kind of situation, immediately we don't have compassion, you know. We just get hatred to these people who are violent, this and that. Like sickness, then of course we're not able to go nearby, we're so scared of that. You know, impossible to help them, you know. Just scared of that, we run away. You know, so, when you see the violent people, unsubdued people, that's not, doesn't generate compassion, you know, just hatred arises like that. So here, advice is, not that way, you know, but we should help them.Generate compassion to these people. You know.
So, 呢，当我们看到，就是这个偈颂讲的， 秉性邪恶的友情。这秉性邪恶的友情呢，可能是非常暴力的人呢，可能是因为他们的心相续呢，他们还没有去调伏啊，所以呢，他们会可能显得比较暴力。这样他的横为猛烈最苦迫，或者是当我们看到那些众生呢，他们受到了大痛苦，比如说他们身染这个很严重的疾病比如说以前的那个非典型肺炎呢，就沙斯，新加坡翻译为沙斯，或者是伊波拉病毒，这些众生呢是因为过去造下的恶业他成熟了，所以呢他现在正在受这样的大痛苦的时候。当我们看到这样的状况的时候，通常呢我们都没有慈悲心了，我们通常呢都是觉得很厌恶，赶快散吧，我们赶快跑掉啊，不要管他们，或者甚至呢我们会觉得这些人为什么会是这样的，我们可能会升起一种很讨厌的憎恶的心理，这样呢我们根本不会去靠近他们。可是这一段讲的呢，这个寄送讲的，其实呢他讲我们其实不应该这样做，如果我们能够做得到的话，我们应该去帮助他们。我们看到这样的状况，这样的对境的时候呢，我们的心相续里面应该升起慈悲心。
So here the advice is mainly the advice is when you see this kind of peopleHow our mind works, you know, when you see the violent people and subdued people were so violent, when you see that, immediately your mind abandoned these people. Or this is bad, you know, immediately abandoned them. So, advice, we shouldn't abandon from your mind, you know. Shouldn't abandon. Or these sentient beings are useless, you know. We shouldn't abandon them. Always think from your mind.That all their sentient beings, you know. So we should cherish them from the heart, you know. From your mind, should cherish, not abandon, you know.
所以当我们看到这一类的众生的时候呢，这寄送就表示跟我们讲了，我们要马上看我们的心哦。观察我们自己的心，我们是怎么样想的。当我们看到这类有暴力倾向或者心相续不调伏的众生的时候，他们的一举一动的时候，我们的心是怎么样想的。如果我们观察我们的心呢，我们先讲这些人呢真的是很可恶的一群人，这很可怕的人，所以我们应该，我们的心就马上放弃掉他们了，就不要管他们了，赶快跑掉了。这样这一段给我们的忠告是呢，我们不应该有这么去想，我们应该时常时时刻去想，他们也是众生，他们也是众生哦。我们应该打从我们的心里呢去珍爱众生。
So here, so this is like that. You know, so when you see the enemy, we call enemy who harm us.You know, immediately when you hear the person, immediately we doesn't want to hear that, you know, just abandon from your mind. You know, this person is just want to cut off, you know, your mind like that. Immediately abandon from the mind. So, he also like that when you see this violent, you know, who's there's so much nirgama, then immediately your mind stop there. You know, this person such, you know, just stop there.Don't know what to think, you know. So this is not like that. You know? So advice is, we should have compassion. So these people, you know.
所以，当我们看到这样的人的时候，我们跟他讲：“哦，他是我们的敌人，他是迫害我们的人。”所以呢，我们的心里呢，可能呢，就可能会有一个厌恨的心理，或者我们呢不愿意看到他们，也不愿意听到他们的名字，所以呢我们心里呢就已经放弃了，就放弃了这个众生。我们觉得这众生呢太过暴力了，造了太多恶业了，这个人是这样这样这样的。
So sad. Finish.
所以呢，这里忠告是呢，我们不应该这样做，我们应该升起慈悲心。
So same thing. That's such a sickness like that, you know, which is spread to other. Is spread? No. Huh? Is spread? That's some kind of sickness, what you call? Is spread to other?
Contagious.
Oh, contagious. Contagious disease. You know, like SARS, Abu. You know? Ebola. Huh? Ebola. Like that. So, when you see that such a person who have this kind of thing, immediately our mind abandon that person from your mind, you know. You know, immediately don't want to think that, you know, immediately abandon. That's not correct. You know, we should have compassion. From our heart, we should have compassion to this person who have this terrible disease, the contagious disease, you know.
这同样的，当我们看到受猛烈罪苦迫害的众生呢，比如说那些染了重病的众生，尤其是那些染了会传染的病的众生，比如说呢沙斯啦或者伊波拉那种传染性非常强的众生的时候，当我们看到这些众生的时候，我们心里就马上放弃了，又该跑掉了所以呢，这样的心理呢，其实是不正确的。其实我们应该对这样的众生呢，升起慈悲心。
So like that. So this verse four is about that, you know. So not to abandon any sentient beings from your heart, you know. But any kind of sentient beings who are violent or whatever it is, we should.Develop compassion or from your heart. You know, such a person, when you see that, don't abandon. You should have some compassion to certain things.
所以呢，这个第四偈颂呢，主要是告诉我们呢，不要放弃任何一个众生，因为每一个众生呢都是珍贵的。所以当我们看到各式各样的众生呢，比如说有暴力倾向的、很邪恶的众生，或者是得了传染病的众生，总之是各种各样的众生呢，我们呢都不应该放弃，我们呢都应该打从我们的心里呢升起这个慈悲心。
Okay, so this person is saying that I shall hold such real one dear as if I had pound the precious.Treasures like that. So you know, when you see this, then you're able to like, oh, this is the object of compassion. You know, because of that, you generate, because of this sentient being, you develop compassion. So you develop compassion, then you are pounding treasures of the happiness, you know.
所以呢，这一段讲的是，我们应该珍惜这样的众生。怎么样珍惜这样众生呢？好像我们看到一个大宝藏一样很非常珍贵的东西遇到大宝藏，所以他就讲：见时如遇大宝藏，难持修悲，愿珍惜。这段讲的呢，就是呢，这些众生呢，是我们修慈悲心的对境。我们虽有慈悲心的因缘，所以呢，因为这样的众生呢，所以呢，我们对这样的众生呢，升起了这个慈悲心。因为我们慈悲心的升起呢，所以呢，我们得到了大宝藏。
OK， 有 question？ I stop here. So next verse is we do other time.
所以呢Karen 姐今天就讲到这里，大家有没有问题要发问？
OK、
因为要录音，所以你要拿麦，要不然等一下听录音的时候听不到你的问题。
You appreciate. Can compassion be work without wisdom? If you just have compassion only, but no wisdom, is that useful?
Uh,
这个问题就是没有智慧啊，没有智慧的慈悲心呢、啊，就你只有慈悲心呢，就靠着慈悲心去做。可是呢，你在做慈悲的运作的时候，没有这个智慧的加持，这样的慈悲心呢，有用吗？
Yeah, I mean, of course, we need the wisdom, definitely. Without wisdom, of course, having compassion is good, but with wisdom, it's much better. You know, so, only compassion itself is helpful, but it's, with wisdom, it's much greater. You know, so without wisdom,that compassion is not that great, you know. So that's why Buddhists always talk about wisdom and method, you know, go together.
Of course, if you have compassion, it's good. If you have compassion, and wisdom, it's even better. If you have compassion,能够给我们一些帮助了，可是如果加上慈悲的运作的话呢，这个慈悲心呢会更上一层楼，因为呢，在佛教里面呢，我们时常都讲要慈悲和智慧啊双运啊。
So normally when you talk about compassion.Many come with some kind of wisdom, some kind of reason that compassion arises. You know, some kind of wisdom needs there to arise compassion. You know?
通常我们讲，讲慈悲啊，慈悲心升起的时候，它通常都伴随着一些智慧，因为你需要智慧啊。才能使你的慈悲心呢真正的升起。
So, of course, when you say compassion, so there's so many different level of compassion. You know, so when you're talking about here, you know, compassion means, you know, so compassion, having compassion for each and every sentient beings, you know, unpartial.Compassion, you know, in Buddhist context, is about that.
当然，当我们谈到慈悲心的时候，慈悲心有不同的层次啊，不同的类型。这里修心八颂里面所讲的慈悲心是平等对待每个众生的慈悲心。
Okay, so therefore, so to in order to arise compassion.To each and sentient beings, you must have some kind of idea why, you know, why I have to develop compassion each and every sentient being. You must have reason before that, you know. So, some wisdom must need it.
所以呢，要使这种对待每一个众生的慈悲心能够升起的话呢，我们必须去思维为什么。为什么要有这样的慈悲心？怎么样使它升起？所以呢，它的背后呢，一定有一些理由和原因。所以呢，这就需要到智慧了。
Okay, so like that. But I mean, for example, I mean, there's given some kind of example, like the mother have so much compassion to the child, you know, the son, so much compassion.Then, if the child drown in the water, if the mother don't have hand, for example, mother who don't have hand to save her son, but so much compassion, that the child is drowned in the water, whatever, she wants to save, then she just jump in. But that's impossible, you know, to save the child. especially she don't know how to swim, you know, she don't have hand, she don't know how to swim, but she have so much compassion, just want to jump in the water and save the child is not possible. So therefore, the point is, must have some wisdom, you know.
我们也可以举一个例子，比如说一个母亲和她的孩子，如果有一天那个孩子呢掉入水里啊，要溺水了，那这个母亲呢，她其实是没有手的，可是呢，她有很多对她的孩子有很多很多的这个慈悲心的话呢，这个母亲呢虽然没有手，也不懂得游泳，可是因为她有很强大的慈悲心呢，她也跳入水中哦。想要去救他的孩子，当然呢，当然他是没有办法救到他的孩子，如果他不懂游泳也没有手的话，所以这个例子凸显的那个要点呢，就是呢，当我们有慈悲心的时候呢，我们也应该呢运用智慧。
Yeah, so the point is need some wisdom whether you have to save the child or not. Even if you have compassion, no wisdom thenIt's just jump and do it. It's nothing going to happen. You know? So at the end, both life is lucid. You know?
所以在这个例子里面呢，很清楚的看到呢，我们需要智慧啊，我们其实需要智慧，这样我们的慈悲心呢，才能够帮助到其他的众生。要不然你光是有慈悲心的话，就好像这个例子里面的妈妈，她也跟着跳入水里的结果呢，就是她和孩子呢都两个都一起溺毙了。
Okay, so that, so wisdom is needed to compassion to be effective. Yeah.
所以呢，慈悲心呢也需要有智慧的辅助。OK, 还有问题？
So if the text says that we should cherish our enemies more, that means that we need even more wisdom to deal with people that we don't like, say our enemies or our bosses, says people we don't like, we have to treat them even more like precious beings.That means we need to have even more wisdom before having compassion to deal with people like that. Is that correct?
So, in this法本里面他讲我们应该珍爱我们的敌人哦。所以当我们需要去应对我们不喜欢的人，比如说我们的敌人或者是我们的老板，这样我们是否需要更多的智慧？所以我们需要这个智慧呢，拥有这个智慧呢，才能去很好的去应对这样的众生。
True.So, therefore, so this topic is come the practice of Bodhisattva. Now, what he's teaching is, this part is talking about the practice of Bodhisattva, joint compassion. So, therefore, in the teaching, very beginning, they talk about the small ISKCO. Then, after that, teach about the middle ISKCO. No, then, only after that, they talk about the great ISKCO.Know how to develop compassion. So before that, a lot of things need to know. You know.
所以呢，答案呢是对的。对你其实应该要有一些智慧，这样你才能够怎样去应对这样的人。所以呢，这里所给的修行的方法呢，其实是菩萨学处。这菩萨呢是拥有这个大慈悲心的，所以呢，在你成为这个菩萨，在做这个菩萨学处的时候，其实你要学很多东西，你要从下士夫道开始学习下士夫道的学处，这样你要学中 中士夫道的学处，当你这下士夫道和中士夫道的学处你都圆满之后呢，你才能够晋级去学这个上士夫道的学处，也就是菩萨道的学处。
True, not easy. Yes, you know, when you say here, cherish your enemy. Of course, this is something difficult for us. But why we cherish? Why we need to cherish? There's a lot of things to learn, you know. Lot of before that, lot of things to learn, you know.
所以呢，对我们来说呢，要珍爱我们的敌人，其实是非常非常不容易的啊！可是呢，我们应该了解为什么我们要去珍爱我们的敌人。虽然我们有很多很多在修行方面需要学的地方。
Like cherish your boss.
有时候我觉得很难，因为有时候比如说一个人被别人严重伤害的时候，他可能有一个阴影，这个阴影啊很难去解除，最多他可以原谅对方，但是他不可能是会忘记这个事情。
Mr. Lu is of the opinion it is very difficult to do it, especially when one is seriously harmed or seriously hurt by another party. You leave some kind of psychological scar in this person. So the most this person can do is forgive the other party, but this person will not forget what had happened. You can forgive, but not forget.
The memory is always there, of course. Memory will be there, of course. That means you have good memory.
Of course, this is very difficult. This means that you have a very good memory.
This person harmed me this time. You know, this memory, I know that. So, but the point is,Of course, memory will be there because something happened. You know that, so memory will be there. Just, of course, this cannot disappear. Yeah. But by remembering that, then don't get anger. By remembering that, don't hate the person. So this is the point. No. You forgive me, you never hate. Yeah. When you forgive, then you don't hate back. So point is that. Okay, you remember this person, this and this, okay.By remembering that, don't hate. You know? So that's the point. Don't arise anger. You know? But you see the person again. You know? Then, okay. You remember this person having such and such time. It's okay.
Ken Rumbuji 的回答是，当然这个人呢，如果伤害了你一次，你可能呢，不会忘记。因为呢，我们的记忆呢不会这样无缘无故啊就消失在空气中，你当然会记得发生过的事，可是呢，你不应该憎恨那个人。如果你原谅那个人呢，你就不要去憎恨，就是你憎恨的那个心理呢不应该升起。所以呢，你要看到那个人的时候，你的那个嗔心呢不应该升起。 啊，这样就可以了。
啊？啊？So because, as mentioned before, so the problem is that, you know, remember that. Then again, the basic problem I mentioned before, because it's nothing to do with your mind. You know, oh, this object 100% harm me. So that's the biggest problem. But this harm, the enemy exists because of your mind. You know, you are the one who made this enemy, not the enemy. You know.From the enemies, from the person's side, but you are the one who made this enemy. You know, so this is extremely important to understand. But we don't understand that, so because we think the harm is 100% from the object. So because of that, whenever you remember that, then anger arises, you know, hatred arises. Such and such person, harm this time. You know. Harm is done.It's disappear, nothing there, but still we think, cling, it's still the same person. But person changed 10 years ago, you know. It's not the same person, but we believe this is the same person, harm, you know. So because the problem's always there. So all boils down to, you know, to understand this is from our mind, you know. Really, it's come from your mind, you know. So that helps.
天如君曾经在基本佛学班啊，说过这样的话。基本佛学班是每个星期二、星期四晚上开办的班。嗯，其实呢，当这样的东西发生的时候，通常我们都觉得这和我的心相续呢一点关系都没有，和我的心是没有关系的，是我们的那个对境啊，那个人那个敌人的错。是我们对境的错，所以呢，其实和我的心呢根本没有关系。我们不了解，这是我们的心呢造作出来的，造作出这样的一个敌人，因为我们不能够了解，因为我们觉得，哎，我们受到伤害了，所以我们看到那个人的时候呢，我们记得这个人，或者是我们有时自己心里在想，某某人在某一个时候，他曾经对我做过这样的事。当我们想到这个的时候呢，我们的那个嗔心啊就升起了，我们的这个恨的心理啊愤恨的心理啊也跟着升起了，啊，这样呢，这样我们不明白，其实我们的心里呢不明白那个伤害啊，在那个时候发生在那个时候，在那个时候它发生的时候呢，它也在那个时候的啊完成消失了，它已经过去了。可能呢，那个伤害呢是十年前的东西啊，啊，可是呢，你一直还记得，哎，这个十年前啊，这个人在做什么什么，可是那个是十年前发生的东西，那个十年前伤害你的那个人呢，他现在已经不是那个人了。那个人已经变了，他已经不是十年前的那个人了。可是呢，我们不能明白，哦，我们觉得呢，哎，不明白，这其实是我们的心的看法，我们的心的造作。
OK， 嗯 ，Now you have good memory。
啊 ，Cameron 就讲你的记忆力很好。
This is something interesting.
不思量，自难忘。
Something interesting. You know, it's like that. When somebody helped you do good for you, but easy to forget. Huh? So that means your memory is terrible.
反过来说，如果呢，有人呢曾经帮助过你哦，对你做了一点帮助。诶，可是好像我们很容易就忘记了，在我们的记忆力其实也不是那么好。
But the harm, the person say some kind of word, one last strong word to you, then remember for a long period of time.
可是呢，我们所受到的伤害，或者是某个人呢对你说过的话，或者说了那个语气很重的，放了一些狠话， 这样你要一直一直啊都会记得这个人。
So why is that?
为什么他这样说？
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
Why one is so stable 10, 20 years you still cannot forget? Same thing, somebody did such a good thing to you. Say nice word to you, please your mind. But doesn't last memory.Like 20 years, you forget. So my question is why?
Senator Cameron Jay 要问，为什么那些说了狠话的人哦，你一直记得，你的脑海里记得这么的深哦，这么的牢固哦，一直忘不了。这十年前，二十年过去了，你还一字不漏的都记得一清二楚。可是呢，有些人说了一些好的话哦。说跟你说了一些很好的话，很中听的话呢，很好的话，你听了觉得很开心。哎，为什么你现在不记得了？他二十年前说过啊，称赞过你啊，为什么你忘记了？习气了。It is because our anger is more difficult to subdue lah. Because it is something like imprints in us, or every day you know it gets greater and greater. The imprints get stronger and stronger, so it's more difficult to eradicate. But for those pleasing words and all this, we just listen and we forget. We never sort of replay in our mind or make it stronger and stronger. So it's easier to forget. But strange, somebody praise you for 20 years, you know, why you keep thinking of that? Also very strange, right?
Such a good translator.
Because somebody say you're handsome or when you're young. After 20 years later, you're so old already, you say I'm very handsome. You can't be right. You're deceiving yourself.
But she remember, isn't it?10 years ago, this person said, once upon a time, I'm so handsome. You still remember that makes you happy, no?
For example, if someone praises you, wow, you look good.长得太好看了，英俊哦什么的。如果这十年前这个人说过，你到现在还记得的话，表示你还记得了，你还有那种快乐的感觉，所以你一直记得。
So, I mean, so the whole point is the idea, the point is how is strong imprint left in your mind.That moment. So that's the whole point. You know, when somebody says such a strong word to you, that moment, you know, your mind is so strong, so much negative. You know, it's strong, that's what the Lamrim teaching, how you create the karma. You know, it's strong and long period of time. So, this is what happened. Somebody says something.Somebody harm you badly. You know that your mind is very holy. At that moment, not short period of time, but you hold long period of time. So that make your imprint stable, strong. You know?
So, you know, we can see our 习气 is how to养成的。所以呢，当别人说了一些很重的话，很重的话，这样你一直不断的去重复，就是有一段的时间，长时间呢，去重复去温习的话，这样呢，你就造了一个业。怎么造了业呢？因为你一直不断的重复这话，所以它在你的心里呢，就熏习啊，熏习成一种习气。这习气呢，因为你不断的去思维，不断的去重复在心里重复，所以这个习气就变得很深很重。
So then again, we what do you drink? So. Then we meditate on that thing, you know, we meditate again and again, reminding, you know, this person harmed me, you know, familiarizing your mind with that long period of time, you know, reminding 100 times, you know. Okay, we stop here. Battery. No battery is good now. Time, what is over time? Over time.
Hello. 这样就好像我们去静修一样啊，去静坐一样啊。我们在我脑里一直不断的重复啊，哦，让我们很熟悉啊，就好像静坐一样熟悉啊。这个人说的话，这个狠话，这个很好，这个人太怎么样，那怎么样？所以不断的重复了100次、1000次，所以它变成一种很牢固的那种习气，就我们的种子里面哦，那个习气就熏得很重。
So not only that, telling the friend, telling the relative, you know, oh, this person harmed me, this, oh, you tell every, you know, the people, you know, that is become very, very stable in the mind. You know?
所以呢，我们不止这样了，那过后呢，我们又去告诉我们的朋友了，我们的亲戚了，啊，这个人呢，某某人的什么什么某某人的，你这样讲的，结果呢，这个习气呢，在我们心里呢，就越来越深，越来越重了。
That sounds weird.
啊，这个就不用翻了，对吗
？So then you tell that, of course, that your friend.Relative, of course, they all support you. You know, they give more addition, donation in your mind. Yeah, this person is such a. You know, then, you know.
Ah, 当然了，你的。
Okay, we do dedication, huh? Better, I didn't talk too much. Okay,
现在我们做回向dedication. 回向我们做第32念。后面的人听得到吗？